The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh,
Five, nine, two, six. Well, I want to start with something that happened over the weekend, and this was pretty significant. For the first time in the history of the state of New Jersey, we have seen a political rally like no one else has seen before. Over 100,000 people, over 100,000 people turning out to see President Trump in Wildwood, New Jersey. Now, we're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. But what we're going to do before we go any further, Dylan, we're going to go to break. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are on the road in Gainesville, Georgia, broadcasting from WDUN, our great affiliate here in the North Georgia Mountains. And folks, we've got a lot going on, a lot to talk about today. Of course, President Trump's trial underway. Michael Cohen is in the courtroom today, the known serial liar. So we'll let you know how that's going down momentarily. But the big story is what happened over the weekend in New Jersey with this massive, massive turnout. Over 100,000 people turning out in New Jersey to see President Trump. And what's fascinating about this, the media cannot ignore the story. The media knows that there was a massive crowd there, so they can't. That there's really no way for them to know to try to fudge the numbers. I mean, everybody who has eyes can see what happened at that rally. So now the media is all upset because they're saying, oh, the people from New Jersey were rude and they were obnoxious and they were loud and boisterous and they used profanity. Yes, it's Jersey. What do you expect for them to do? It's New Jersey, for crying out loud. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening in deep blue New Jersey. Deep blue New Jersey. And that has the Democrats absolutely terrified right now. I want to go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. I am feeling incredibly great about this, folks. I think the country is finally waking up. The country is finally understanding what the policies of these far-left Democrats have done to all of us. Everybody. And folks are waking up. We're going to go through some polling data here momentarily from the New York Times, which is just jaw-dropping. But before we do that, I do want to get to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. Do you feel good? Let's start the day in Lexington, Tennessee. Matt, WTJS, our great affiliate there. All right, Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. I was in the CWA, which is Communications Workers of America, for over 20 years, and I went to a convention in Louisville, Kentucky in 2016, and the
problem there with Matt, so we'll try to rework that phone line there. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio from the rally. President Trump just tearing it up. One of the things I thought was fascinating, there was a moment in the rally when he brought up a couple of NFL legends, one of whom has been a lifelong Democrat, now casting his first vote for President Trump. Cut number one.
I just want to say I grew up a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever vote for a Democrat again. Okay.
Don't you just love that guy? Don't you just love that guy? I tell you, it has been a very exciting day. You guys, not one person left here. You're still here yelling and screaming. So, my word is Wildwood. Are you in the house? I can't hear you. Wildwood, are you in the house?
All right. Well, there you go. Just unbelievable what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, as people are waking up and people are responding to President Trump's message. But beyond all of that, I think the average American is just there. You're going to the grocery store and you're realizing, well, wait a second. Something is just not right here. And President Biden is out there saying, well, it doesn't really matter that a bag of Fritos is going to cost you $6 down at the Piggly Wiggly. And the reason why is because you're making more money. You're not. Nobody's making more money. And the president doesn't seem to have a grasp on basic economics. That does seem to be the problem here. So President Trump, I thought, was in rare form over the weekend. Mike Crispy, who is running for Congress up in the Garden State, had this to say, cut number two.
I think we can say this is the biggest crowd in New Jersey political history. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you saw the recent polls, but President Trump is about to take the lead in New Jersey. It turns out that the great people of New Jersey don't like higher taxes, they don't like foreign wars, and they don't like a president who can't stay awake all day. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a historic opportunity, but the number one question that I get asked is, how do we prevent them from stealing this election? How are we going to prevent it? And I'm here to tell you, we are going to be too big to rig.
Yeah. And that's it. That is the answer. We have to have numbers coming out so massive that it will be too big to rig. I mean, let's get real. Do you really go back to the 2020 presidential election for just a moment here, and let's just get real. Let's get honest. All right, and it's I know this is a very triggering thing here, but just understand this. 70 million people allegedly voted for Joe Biden. 70 million people. Did anybody see a Biden yard sign in your neighborhood? Anybody see a Biden flag flying outside? Anybody? Because I can tell you, even in liberal places like Brooklyn, New York, they were flying the Trump flag. But you didn't see any of that. So how is it that this guy could get more votes than any other candidate in American political history? And there was nobody at the rallies. Nobody showed up. As a matter of fact, you can't even get people. Look, we had 100,000 people turning out in the sand in Wildwood, New Jersey on the boardwalk, eating the saltwater taffy and cheering at Trump. You can't even get five people to show up at the White House Oval Office for a rally. I'm just telling you, folks, there is an excitement. There is great joy. There is great enthusiasm across this nation for the message that Donald Trump is bringing. Oh, here's President Trump cut number three.
I'm sure nobody ever saw The Apprentice. That was our big hit. That was a big, powerful hit. But I'm going to look at that guy and I'm going to say, Joe Biden, you're the worst ever. Joe Biden, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. Get out of here, Joe. We're going to straighten out our country. We're not going to destroy it. He's destroying it. As you know, Summers.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Mr. President. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Sonny in Ocala, Florida, WOCA, our great station down there. Hi, Sonny. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. You know what bothers me? As far as Washington is concerned, we have one-party system. The Democrats and the wannabe Democrats called Republicans. I cannot comprehend why they can impeach Trump twice while he was in office, and they can't impeach this criminal once. What in the heck is going on?
Well, Sonny, I don't think they want to. I think that's ultimately the issue. They don't want to impeach Joe Biden. They don't want to go after Hunter Biden. They don't want to go after any of these people. And the reason why is because this is the Uniparty. And there are people in the Republican circles, and their philosophy is very simple. The philosophy is, heaven forbid that we actually try to do something that we promised the voters we would do, because we may not get reelected again, or the media may come after us. And, Sonny, I mean, you've seen this before, right? This is really nothing new with the Republicans.
Well, the only thing I can say is we got to get people in there that want to represent the people who elected them. I don't know any other way of doing it. They got to go out there and stick their necks out. If they can't walk into Washington and take up office space and say, well, here, I got a maid for the rest of my life. This is nonsense. Our country is going down the drain. We are losing our country. Our government no longer represents the American people, especially when they can turn around and one idiot in the White House can turn around and withhold arms and munitions and aid to Israel, our only ally in the Far East. I mean, the Near East, I don't know. But it's just boggles my mind.
So, look, Sonny, I hear your frustration, and that's why Donald Trump is the antidote to all of this, right? This is all part of disassembling and dismantling the deep state in Washington, D.C. And it's not some sort of nefarious thing. This is just the reality. We are dealing with lawmakers on the Republican side of the aisle who simply do not want to address the big issues of the day. I mean, it really is that simple. Sonny, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. But again, when you look at the enthusiasm surrounding Trump and the polling numbers coming out, and the New York Times has some fascinating new polling numbers that show President Trump leading in five key battleground states. By the way, young voters, non-white voters, expressing extreme discontent with Joe Biden. That's the takeaway here from this New York Times Siena College poll. And again, going down through some of the numbers, the only state that Trump is trailing Joe Biden in is Wisconsin. But Trump leading in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, and even Nevada. And it's unbelievable. Trump up in Georgia by over 10 points right now. That is remarkable. So, folks, this is pretty exciting, and you ought to feel good about this. But again, we got to get out the vote. I'll give you an example. Memphis, Tennessee, they elected a radical leftist moron as a mayor. And this guy got elected because only 10% of the registered voters in Memphis bothered to get up, put on their pants, and go and vote on Election Day. What are you saying, Todd, that I should go and vote without any pants on? Yes. No, don't do that. But the point is you got to get out and you got to go vote. And if you don't vote, ladies and gentlemen, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We're going to get another Joe Biden in the White House. That's what's going to happen. So, folks, get out, vote. If you're able to start the early voting, get out and cast your ballot. It really is that simple. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I have to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And folks, they have been a longtime supporter of this program, and we love what our friends at Patriot Mobile are doing. Again, they are taking money and they're helping out causes that we care about, that we're fighting for. Religious liberty, the pro-life movement, the Second Amendment. And that's one of the great things about Patriot Mobile. When you sign up for their service, you're going to be supporting those organizations as well. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. When you hop onto their website, you're going to find all sorts of great information. They have programs to fit any budget, no matter how big or small. If you're a business, they can help you out as well. You can also check your coverage. Just check the coverage. You can type in your zip code, and they'll show you exactly how strong their signal is in your town, in your community. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. When they answer the phone, you're going to be talking to a fellow American citizen, and that's because their call center is staffed by patriots right here in the good old U.S. of A. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. If you are a veteran or a first responder, guess what? They're going to give you an even bigger discount. That's why they are so absolutely awesome. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Dr. Ben Carson. Also, some Todd Starn Show alums are going to drop by as we're out here on the road. Again, this is our very first radio book tour stop, Gainesville, Georgia. And folks, if you're in Gainesville, drop on by the square, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and come on into the beautiful studios here at WDUN and hang out. You'll be able to visit. We're going to be signing books throughout the day. Of course, the official book signing, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Eastern here in Gainesville. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here and take a quick break. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are hanging out here in Gainesville, Georgia, down on the beautiful town square in downtown at the studios of WDUN, 106 Spring Street. If you're in the neighborhood and you want to drop by, we've had several folks do that. As a matter of fact, one gentleman is wearing a T-shirt. This is terrible. You know what? Before I get into the T-shirt, I want to bring in an alumni of the show, our very own Avery Bryson, who is what you've graduated from Liberty University.
Yes,
now.
Sir. I absolutely have.
So you're a taxpaying citizen of America.
Unfortunately, I filed my taxes earlier this year, and I absolutely hated it.
It was that bad.
I got a pretty good return, but also at the same time, that was my money to begin with. But you know, it's neither here nor there.
Well, you're a productive member of society, though, so that's
yes,
good.
Sir.
All right, we're going to talk more about liberty. But anyway, this gentleman Philip is came in and had the T-shirt says "Cannibals ate my uncle." So that's an homage to...
Yeah. That's wonderful.
You got to love it. I'm telling you, we have awesome listeners out there across America.
Well, I should say you do. I'm an alumni now, as if you said.
So, but you're also... You graduated from Liberty University.
Yes, sir.
And you've got a film degree. Is that right?
Yes. My specific bachelor's degree is a bachelor's degree in film production and content development. So it was a very expensive sheet of paper, as many of you who have graduated college know, but it's absolutely, I'm loving it so
and
far.
And so you're also learning to be a stuntman, is that right?
Yes, sir. That is my chosen path, is to be a stunt performer. So that includes doing fight choreography, using swords, using my hands, and also falling a lot on...
So like jumping off of buildings and things
yes.
of that nature?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate you picked me up at the Atlanta airport,
which is
an adventure all in of itself.
Oh, yeah.
But I was expecting a couple of car rolls or something.
Well, I mean, I would have, but, you know, I can only control what I do in the car, not what everyone else is doing around me. So I would just be, you know, adding an extra amount of stress to everyone who's already stressed
James
in Atlanta traffic.
Bond moves there as we were driving on I-80.
Yeah, well, so. The next time I work with Daniel Craig, I'll be sure to ask him about my
Please
car
do.
Moves. Yeah.
All right. Tell him we said hello.
Will do, yeah.
All right. Avery Bryson hanging out with us, one of our great alums, Liberty University grad, and we love our friendship and partnership with Liberty University. I want to go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, I was absolutely spellbound when I saw that rally this weekend. It's bigger than anything that I've ever seen. You know, the first Trump rally I went to, there was 40,000 people in Gastonia and 100,000 in Blue, New Jersey. I just think this is a harbinger of things to come. If this is going on there in New Jersey, I feel like it's probably going on in other blue states. And I wish President Trump would take this show on the road to Chicago, to New York City, to California, and just use this as an opportunity to, like he said, to expand the electoral map. But I feel good about the poll numbers. Go ahead, Mike.
Go right ahead, Charles. Go ahead.
No, I feel good about the poll numbers, but I don't feel good that we've got this thing sewn up. I think the Democrats are going to do anything and everything they can to steal this election. They tried to steal; they almost stole it in 2016. They stole it in 2020, and I think they will do anything and everything, up to and including possible political assassination to keep Donald Trump going back in the White House. I mean, if we think these people, these authoritarians, are just going to walk. You know, hand us the keys to the White House, we've got another thing coming, and we've got to be vigilant, but that's my concern.
Well, I think those are valid concerns, and we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, that the president, President Trump, is the only former president who still has his full complement of Secret Service agents. And one of the reasons why people are really concerned that someone might try and take a shot, try to harm President Trump. And I think that is a very real concern for people to have. I still don't believe Biden's going to be the guy, though. Charles, I think at the end of the day, we're going to have another candidate, and it will happen at the DNC in Chicago. So they're going to stick with Biden up until the convention later in the summer. And that's when, if they're going to be making a change, that's when the change will be made. And it won't happen before then, but it will happen at the convention. And it may happen under duress. I look, Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, she's the woman running the show there. I mean, quite frankly, she ought to be charged with elder abuse for what they're doing to that guy. But she's the one who wants to be in that White House. And you can't look, I don't blame her. I mean, at least the husband's getting free medical care, right? He's got his own nurse. She's going to have to either foot the bill for that if they lose and they go back to Delaware, or she's going to have to do it. So I get it. But at the end of the day, Charles, I think that there is going to be a change, and they are desperate, and they can all see the writing on the wall here. I mean, that was just a remarkable thing that happened in New Jersey over the weekend.
Just so revealing. And Todd, something else, and I don't disagree with you about them replacing Biden at the convention, but I'm also concerned about the apathy among Republican congressional candidates because of their inaction. And I hope it's not a case where a lot of people show up and vote for President Trump, but then just skip over the name of the person who's running for Congress. That could happen because the Congress has been just AWOL on so many issues that they promised the voters. And it's got so many people like myself just disgusted. But I hope Mike Johnson and other Republican leaders can look at this movement and just make the realization that if it weren't for President Trump, they would have absolutely nothing because they have absolutely no credibility or enthusiasm right now and deliver on this agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Charles, appreciate that call. Look, as far as the excitement of the congressional races, there's just not a lot to be excited about, to be perfectly blunt about that. We're going to be talking to Congressman Andrew Clyde coming up a little bit later in the program. He represents this part of Georgia in Congress, and we'll get him to weigh in on that. I think the bigger issue with Speaker Johnson, and Trump was pretty masterful in this, is that right now we have to deal with the speakership issue, but now is not the time. And the time will come. But right now, we've got to focus on getting Donald Trump back in the White House. Now, here's the challenge. If we do that and we don't take back the Senate, then nothing's going to get done because not a single one of the president's nominees will be making it through. They will not be confirmed, which is why it is imperative, even more so than the House of Representatives, we've got to take back the Senate. And I think there's a pretty good shot about that. Later this week, when we get back to Memphis, we'll do the breakdown of exactly how many seats the Republicans will need to pick up to retake control. It's the Republicans have a pretty darn good shot of doing this, but they got to play their cards right, and they have to push aside Senator Turtle from Kentucky. And if they can do that, well, I think they're going to be able to pull off a big win here. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about our friends over at First Cup Coffee? Wow, they have some incredible brands and blends of coffee. One of the things I love about these folks, they are Christian, they are conservative, and I don't know how they roast their beans, but sweet mercy. It's delicious. My favorite is the Washington, named after our very first president, and they have all sorts of other patriotic-themed coffees. FirstCup.com is the website. That's FirstCup.com. Go and check them out, and you're going to, folks, I'm telling you, you are going to love this coffee, and I am a coffee snob. And I have given up my previous coffee, my favorite coffee blend, and now I'm a huge fan of First Cup Coffee, FirstCup.com. If you want to try it out, get the Washington. You're going to be very happy about that. Also, the Rushmore is delicious, as well as the Buzz Armstrong. It's named after Neil Armstrong. And folks, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. All right, got to take a quick break here. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, folks, I know we've got a couple of months out from the election, but it's okay to feel good. It's okay to feel excited. There is a great buzz around the Trump campaign, and folks, I think the American people, and especially many on the left side of the aisle, have finally realized that they cannot afford to live in Joe Biden's woke utopia. I don't think any of us can. So anyway, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us as we're broadcasting today from our awesome affiliate WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. Also want to say thank you to our great sponsors. You know, we would not be able to do this if it weren't for some of our local sponsors for bringing us out here. And we want to say hello to our friends at Extreme Clean Auto Spa, as well as Select Pest Control. So we thank the great American patriots own both of those businesses, Mark and Susan Turner over at Select Pest Control. And by the way, Extreme Clean Auto Spa, veteran owned and operated. And we love veterans here on the Todd Stearns radio show. All right, I want to go to the phone lines. Let's go to Georgia. Kim, listening to us on WDU. And Kim, why are you not here? You should be here in the studio audience.
I wish I was. Thank you for being in our neck of the woods. We appreciate and love you.
You're kind to say that, Kim. Having a great time. And the staff over here, they know all the great restaurants. And I may have to come back to Memphis a few pounds heavier, I'm afraid.
You're welcome anytime. Todd, I just wanted to call in and say I appreciate what the recent caller from North Carolina just said about the election. I don't put anything past the Democrats. We are all extremely excited here in Georgia. All over the nation with what just happened in New Jersey and what we're seeing in the polls. But I am a realist, and I'm a little bit anxious about what the Democrats may try to pull with what happened in 2020. We are having major postal service problems here in Georgia. I'm not sure what Governor Kemp can do to provide any safeguards, but our postal system is in trouble. They have moved a huge postal center to south of Atlanta in Palmetto, Georgia. It is taking anywhere from 5 days to 2 weeks to even up to 4 weeks to get pieces of mail. So I do not know what's going to happen in November. I don't know if that's going to be used as an excuse. We're pretty nervous about that.
So, Kim, has this been a well-publicized problem that you guys have been dealing with, the postal issues here in the state of Georgia?
Yes, it has been a progressive thing. I mean, we don't really know the details of what's going on. It's just very delayed. The little town that I live in for the past 4 years, it's gotten worse and worse, and I've talked to the postmaster. And they're doing all they can. We just have major problems when the mail has to go through Atlanta, and then they try to alleviate those issues and move this center to Palmetto, Georgia, which is south of Atlanta, I believe. the governor can do. I know that our local radio stations are speaking up about this and have tried to call into the insurance commissioner, Mr. Ossoff. So I'm just not sure what's happening here.
Kim, we'll look into this as well, because again, you're right to be concerned. I mean, based on what happened in 2020, and I'm one of these people that believes that that the election was stolen. How exactly they did that, unfortunately, nobody could prove, but they're in the process of, you know, investigating. And I think there are some really bizarre things happening in Fulton County, and especially with the investigators in the Board of Election, what was it, last week, where they don't even want to do a deep dive into what happened. I got a problem with that. So one of the things that I appreciate the RNC doing, they are launching a national effort. I believe they're wanting 100,000 people to be poll watchers, and we've got to do that. We've got to make sure that our people are boots on the ground and that our eyes are on those ballots as they're being counted. But I will say this, there's no way Joe Biden can win in 2024. No way. At least legitimately, no way. And should we have another situation like 2020, especially with the entire nation as a dumpster fire right now, I think that we would be entering a very dangerous period of time in this nation. Kim, I appreciate that call. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Dr. Amir Kanner, who is president of Truett McConnell University. He's going to be here in studio with us. Also, Congressman Andrew Clyde from North Georgia will be here. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson has a brand new book out. Dr. Carson being mentioned as a possible vice presidential candidate, a running mate for President Trump. Now, how do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about a Dr. Ben Carson as vice president? Another guy that got a lot of press over the weekend is the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Now, this is a guy. The guy is a brilliant mind. He's also a billionaire, so he knows how to build stuff and he knows how to balance his checkbook. And those are good things to have, good qualities to have if you're going into Washington, D.C. But Burgum would certainly be a dark horse candidate. Others being mentioned, J.D. Vance from Ohio. Kristi Noem, not so much. Okay, I promised I wouldn't hound her about this story. My apologies. And I don't mean to be dogging the issue at all, but it's unfortunate. I'm just kidding, guys. All right, I know. I got 300 phone calls from you folks last week. All right, I get it. I get it. So it's her dog, her choice. Anyway, so we'll be talking with Dr. Carson. We will ask him his thoughts on whether or not he's interested in having the number two spot in a Trump presidency. But I'm telling you, this is going to be pretty exciting. And here's the thing. We have a deep bench of people, whether it's Senator Marsha Blackburn, whether it's J.D. Vance. We have some good, good people in the mix to be vice president. And one of the things we definitely need to be looking at is who is going to be that person that will carry the America First MAGA flag into the 2028 election. And I know that's, you're like, all right, well, let's get through 2024. But we have to be thinking ahead, and we have to be casting a vision here. And I'm curious to hear from you coming up in the next hour. Who do you think those next generation Republicans are that will carry that mantle? Or is it over? Is it over after Trump? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. If you are in the Gainesville, Georgia area, drop on by the studio. You can sit, as several folks have done already. You can watch the show. We'll be signing copies of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Of course, our big book signing is from 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time, right after the show wraps up here in Gainesville. And again, I want to thank my very special special local sponsors of the Todd Starnes radio program. That would be Extreme Clean Auto Spa and Select Pest Control. We certainly appreciate you great guys supporting not only the Todd Starnes radio show, but also our great affiliate, WDUN. All right, folks, hang tight. We have a lot more coming up after your top of the hour news. 901-260-5926 is our number. Our website is toddstearns.com, and we have all sorts of great stories for you to check out there. So be sure to head over there during the break. We'll be right back, folks.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we're broadcasting today from Gainesville, Georgia, the studios of WDUN on the beautiful town square here. And we'd love for you to drop by and say hello. We'll be doing our big book signing from 3 to 5 o'clock after the program today. Wow, we've got a lot going on this hour of the show. I want to get right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, and he just happens to represent this town in Congress, Congressman Andrew Clyde. Hey, Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Great to be with you.
Congressman, I want to jump right into to what's happening across the country. A lot of people are talking about this huge Trump rally over the weekend. Over 100,000 people reportedly there. What's your take? What is the mood of the country right now?
Could you imagine that, Todd? Could you imagine in New Jersey, 100,000 people come out for a Trump rally? I mean, people see across this nation what is happening to President Trump. It's lawfare by the Biden administration, and they're coming after him because President Trump is the only thing that stands in the way between them coming after us. And I think it's incredible. It's so exciting to see. And I think the Biden administration has to be shaking in their boots.
Well, Congressman, their New York Times Siena College poll came out today as well, shows President Trump up by 10 in your state of Georgia. What is it that you're hearing from your constituents back home?
Hey, I'll tell you, Todd, the people in Georgia's 9th district, and yes, you are in my district in Gainesville. Thank you for being there. The people here love President Trump. We are Trump country. We know that he stands for liberty and for freedom and for individual rights. He stands for our Second Amendment right, our First Amendment right. His First Amendment right now is being canceled by that judge. And that is so wrong. And we see that we're out in support of the president.
Congressman Andrew Clyde on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Congressman, we had a caller in the last hour from Georgia talking about some concerns about the postal system here, and I think the point she was concerned about is this could impact mail-in ballots. I understand that you are aware of what's happening with the Postal Service and you're looking into this?
Oh, absolutely. It has been a disaster for the last 2.5-3 months. And my office sent a letter to the Office of Inspector General of the Post Office asking them to conduct an investigation to see what in the world's going on. We asked the postmaster to bring additional resources to bear to fix this issue. But when you close local processing and distribution centers and consolidate to a regional distribution center, and you don't do it in a smart fashion, then this is what happens. The regional gets overloaded, the people aren't there, the process in place doesn't work right, and people, as a result, don't get their mail, and it could very well have a significant impact on mail-in balloting. They're absolutely correct.
Congressman, I want to see if we can get you to weigh in on what's happening in Israel. And the reporting is incredibly troubling. Not only does this administration want to withhold weapons and ammo to the Israelis, it's our understanding that the Secretary of State is adamantly telling Israel to leave Gaza to get out. But also, they're saying that if Israel would back off, they would be willing to give the Israelis some intelligence on where the Hamas leadership is. My question, Congressman, if the administration knows where Hamas leadership is, why are they not sharing that information already with the Israelis?
Well, you would think that if they're our number one ally in the Middle East, that they would be sharing every bit of information. But that goes to show you how this particular president shows weakness on the world stage. Here he is supporting Hamas. He's supporting these terrorists, and he is not supporting Israel. This president has gone so far in order to garner these Michigan voters that didn't want to vote for him in the primary. I mean, he is willing to throw Israel under the bus in order to win in Michigan, and it is so disgraceful. So much for his statement that we will help Israel, you know, after October the 7th. He lies so much.
Do you know if there are any efforts afoot to impeach Biden on this particular issue? Because, again, Congress authorized funding, and now the administration's withholding that funding.
Oh, that's quid pro quo in action. I mean, you have exactly the same type of situation where the Democrats set the bar to impeach President Trump. And now we have, Joe Biden blatantly telling CNN that that he's not going to give them offensive weapons if they go into Rafah. No, we need to impeach President Biden. I have called for an impeachment inquiry to begin immediately. And I think that one of our reps, Rep. Corey Mills, is drafting up impeachment articles. I think there's some others out there as well. No, this needs to be a priority of the House, and I hope Speaker Johnson will take it up and take it up quickly. Israel needs the aid that the House and the Senate voted for and the president signed on the dotted line to make happen.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Lots of great intel, and we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Always great to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
All right, Congressman Andrew Clyde, unloading on a couple of big, big issues. And, of course, the situation with Israel, folks, this is absolutely heinous. Just understand what the administration inadvertently admitted, that they know where Hamas leadership has been hiding all along. And if we knew that, why would we not share it with Netanyahu and the Israelis so they could go in, take care of business, and knock out the leadership? And the reason why is because Biden and the Democrats are on the side of Hamas. All you have to do is look at what's happening in places like Dearbornistan. Look at what's happening in Detroit right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very clear that the Democrats are more concerned about losing the Muslim vote than they are the Jewish vote. And part of the thinking there, and bear with me for just a moment, you know, President Trump caught a little you-know-what over the weekend because he made this statement, but it's a true statement. You know, why in the world would any right-thinking Jewish person actually vote for a Democrat? And Trump is catching all you-know-what, but it's a fair point. And by the way, that has been worked into the political calculations here. The Democrats believe they can do whatever they want to the Jewish voters because they're still going to vote Democrat. That's what that's all about. By the way, did you catch what happened at the graduation? There are a couple of graduation ceremony controversies over the weekend. And here's what gets me. You know, it's a graduation ceremony, right? I mean, you know what? If they're hours long anyway, you just want to get there, forget the speeches, all that kind of nonsense. By the way, I had to do that years ago. I was invited to give the commencement address at Toccoa Falls College here in North Georgia Mountains. And you know what? The best, I actually reached out to Governor Huckabee and I said, hey, I need some guidance here. I've never given one of these addresses. What do I, what do I do? He said, Starnes, understand this. That speech is the only thing standing between those graduates and their diplomas. So keep it short and keep it pithy. And that's exactly what I did. People love the speech. But you know what? Nobody remembers. I don't even remember what I talked about, right? So it's all about getting your diploma and getting the heck out of there. So anyway, you got all these college graduates, and they're acting like fools over at Duke. And they actually booed their commencement address speaker. And here's what cracks me up. The guy delivering the commencement address at Duke University was Jerry Seinfeld. How are you going to boo Seinfeld? And you know his speech was about nothing, right? I mean, that's how he kind of earned his shtick, right? His show was about nothing. So poor Seinfeld's getting up there, and he's delivering a great speech. He's getting booed by these protesters, and then a good chunk of the graduating class at Duke University just stands up and walks right out. Didn't even get the diploma. And why is that, folks? Why is that? Because Jerry Seinfeld is a Jew. It's that simple. That this is happening in the United States of America, that people are getting up and just walking out of these commencement addresses because somebody happens to be Jewish. If you asked me 10 years ago, I would think you were crazy. But this is where we are right now. And a couple of weeks ago, we told you about the bakery in at Emory University, Allie's Cookies. The husband and wife moved here 2 years ago from Israel. They wanted to live the American dream. They loved this country. They became citizens of this country. And their business has been targeted multiple days by vandals. This is very similar to what happened in the 1930s in Germany, when Jewish-owned businesses were shut down, were vandalized, were destroyed. And now, even in the academic world, and by the way, if you go back and you study your history, go back and study the rise of Nazism, the rise of the Third Reich, and it started in the academic world in Germany. And now here we are in the 21st century, and they're booing Jerry Seinfeld off the stage because the man is a Jew. This is happening in America. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting from WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. I want to say a very special hello to our local sponsors of the program, Select Pest Control. Mark and Susan Turner are the owners. They've been providing pest control services since 1993 here in the Gainesville area. Also, our good friends at Extreme Clean Auto Spa, veteran-owned and operated, and Avery Bryce, one of our alums who was kind enough to pick me up at the airport.
Yes, sir.
We should have driven by Extreme Clean Auto Spa. You could have gotten a nice wash and wax.
Yeah, that would have been a nice extra Mother's Day present.
I wonder if they do it for the human occupants, or is it just the car that gets the spa treatment?
Well, it would be nice, you know, if they had that extra. I mean, you know, they could branch out, of course, for sure.
Well, you know what? It's a great idea.
I think so.
They're listening right now, and they're brilliant people.
Yeah, feel free to take that and run with it, guys.
I love it. You know what? It is our gift.
Absolutely.
Our gift. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, this coming in from the Trump trial, Grace Baker is monitoring the trial here. And let's see. Oh, here we go. Michael Cohen said that Donald Trump responded angrily when Cohen shared that Stormy Daniels was shopping her allegations. This was back in 2016. Quote, "He was really angry with me," Cohen said. "I thought you had this under control. I thought you took care of this." He said, "This is a disaster, total disaster. Women are going to hate me," Trump said, according to Cohen. "Guys may think this is cool, but this is going to be a disaster for the campaign." At the time, Trump was polling very poorly with women. This coupled with the previous Access Hollywood team. Quote, "This is a disaster. Get control of the women." Cohen said that Trump directed him to purchase Daniel's story. "He told me he was working with David Pecker and get control over this, purchase the life rights. We need to stop this from getting out." Look, here's the deal, folks. Michael Cohen is a known, proven liar. so you can't believe anything this guy says. By the way, Stormy Daniels said not once but twice in written letters that she never had an affair with Donald Trump and that there was never any hush money. So do you believe the Stormy Daniels from several years ago, or do you believe the Stormy Daniels now? I mean, it really is. It's not rocket science here, folks. But again, the prosecution understands they've got a weak case. As a matter of fact, so does CNN. Now, let's see here. Farhad Zakaria was talking about this on the show over the weekend. I want you to listen to what Farhad had to say. Cut number 21.
And the trials against him keep him in the spotlight, infuriate his base, who sees him as a martyr, and even may serve to make him the object of some sympathy among people in general who believe that his prosecutors are politically motivated. This happens to be true, in my opinion. I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump. A majority of Americans are skeptical that Trump will be able to get a fair trial, according to a CNN poll.
Yeah, and he's not wrong here. And again, it's CNN that's coming up with this thought. And it's true that if this had been any person other than Donald Trump, there never would have been an indictment. There never would be a trial. No charges whatsoever. And again, there are some in the legal community who say, well, if there really is an issue here, this would be a misdemeanor, certainly not a felony. So anyway, we're going to keep you updated on the developments coming out of Lower Manhattan, where Michael Cohen is taking the stand in President Trump's hush money trial. But I'm telling you, folks, Donald Trump is going to come out of this smelling like a rose. I truly believe that. I mean, it's just unbelievable how things have gone here. When you look at really the past couple of weeks, and just about every one of the cases has completely unraveled. And there's still indication that Big Fannie Willis out of Atlanta, she may be yanked right off of the case. Oh, by the way, did you hear Trump over the weekend calling Alvin Bragg Fat Alvin? It's Fat Alvin, I tell you. I'm just saying. It's a great cartoon back in the day. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls coming up. We're going to be talking with Dr. Ben Carson. Also, Dr. Amir Kanner from Truett McConnell University is going to drop by. Now, not sure if you've heard, but President Trump, he says Newsmax is absolutely terrific. He also says Americans are tuning to Newsmax because it's really good. So here's a question. Are you one of those people? Newsmax is now on all major cable networks, and Newsmax 2 is streaming on big OTT platforms like Roku, Samsung, Amazon. And by the way, you can actually watch my Newsmax show, 5 o'clock Eastern, on Newsmax 2. But you really have to get Newsmax Plus, and here's why. It's our streaming service with all of our top Newsmax shows from Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly, and Chris Salcedo. You're also going to get great analysis from people like Alan Dershowitz and Mike Huckabee. Newsmax Plus covers all the major Trump rallies. We do not censor President Trump. And by the way, the best part about it all, you get to start your free trial today. It will not cost you a single penny. All you need to do is go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register, then download the app and start watching right now. Millions of people are watching Newsmax. NewsmaxPlus.com. Sign up today for free. We'll be right back, folks. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from beautiful Gainesville, Georgia. And we had a first here on the program. We've had a lot of folks drop things by, but this lovely, lovely lady wearing this pink Trump sweatshirt, Miss Jeannie, just brought me a beautiful quilt. And we're going to get into the story of the quilt, and we're going to post some photos up on our social media pages. But what a beautiful quilt, and what an amazing story behind it. Right now, though, I do want to go to the phone lines. We have Linda calling in from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Linda. What's on your mind?
Hello. Todd, I just wanted to tell you that it's not only Georgia that's having this mail problem. My grandson was here over the weekend. He lives in Silva, North Carolina. And he said that their postal service is very delayed. And also, I wanted to tell you that I watch a lot of clips and stuff on YouTube, a lot of political stuff. And there was a woman from Nevada. She was involved in politics somehow because she said that they were having a lot of postal problems. And she said that she had around 200,000 military people in her district.
This is real. This is fascinating. I had no idea this was an issue, but it certainly is one that we should all be very concerned about. I'm glad that Congressman Clyde is on the case here, and he's going to get to the bottom of it, Linda. But I think that would be a valid concern if we're looking at voter integrity and making sure all those ballots, especially the mail-in ballots, get counted.
Exactly. It's scary. The Democrats, this is part of their plan for chaos during the next election. And I think that they've been planning this for a long time. They've got a lot of plans set, ready to go. And I think the Republicans really need to be firm and strict and hard, because the Republicans would not let the Democrats would not let the Republicans pull this off.
Linda, it's a great point and a great concern, and I appreciate you calling in. And Linda, I hope to see you this afternoon. We're doing our big book signing here in downtown on the square, 106 Spring Street, the WDUN studios, and we'd love for you guys to come out 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock if you're listening. So come on down, Linda. Thank you. Let's go to Anna. Also listening to us in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Anna. What's on your mind?
The Biden family. I wanted to tell you that the Biden family is so corrupt. And his daughter lost her diary a while back. And the girl that found it saw in there that he had been taking showers with his Biden takes showers with his daughter, and she was a teenager, and he was taking showers with her, and that's how sorry he is, and his whole family, Hunter and his wife, all of them, they're sorry people, and that's what I want to tell you.
Anna, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Anna. And you sound like a good, you're from Georgia, so you're a good church going, you sound like a sweet lady here. But let me ask you a question. Do you know anybody, are you a Baptist by any chance, Anna?
Yes.
I knew it. Of course, everybody's Baptist, or even the Methodists are Baptist in Georgia. So look, here's the deal. Do you know anybody, Anna, at your church, at your Baptist church, any deacon or any man in the church that goes and takes a shower with his teenage daughter?
No, I don't. I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's terrible. Look, this is something is not right about this, right? The whole diary thing, to me, that's the smoking gun here, that there was something really freaky going on in that household. And we know something bad was going on because all the kids came out of there hooked on drugs. So we can only imagine how horrible their childhood were. And if you had to take a picture or you had to take a shower with buck naked Joe Biden, you'd be doing drugs too. All right, Anna, got to run. And not that you would ever do drugs, Anna. But anyway, all that to say, there was something very untoward happening in that household. And instead of investigating Trump and making up stories to investigate about President Trump, maybe, just maybe, the feds need to be looking into that diary. And maybe they need to ask some hard-hitting questions. But they're not going to do that, ladies and gentlemen, because Joe Biden is protected by the deep state. Joe Biden is protected by the swamp. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting from WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. And Avery, we've had a lot of folks bring things by over the years to our book events. I think 7 or 8 gallons of sweet tea.
Yeah, a lot of food items, from what you've told me.
The last time I was here in Gainesville, a woman brought over 2 dozen homemade buttermilk biscuits.
I was there for that. I remember. I tried one. They were amazing.
The 5-pound slab of butter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clogged a couple of arteries.
Yeah. That'll do it. Yeah.
But it was worth it.
It always is.
But I have to say that the most recent gift, this is going into the memoirs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very, very seldom do you have someone who actually makes you a quilt.
A fine quilt.
Yeah. And we're honored to have Miss Jeannie here, who is Miss Jeannie. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Avery.
So you made this quilt, but it's a special kind of a quilt. Tell us about it.
It's called the Joe Biden Recession Quilt. Joe Biden's Bidenomics will not allow me to go to quilt stores and buy the expensive fabric. So I go to Goodwill and thrift stores, and I buy men's dress shirts. I deconstruct them by cutting them up, and then I put them in 2 quilts. So the quilt that I've given you is called the Joe Biden Recession Quilt.
I love this. First of all, it's a beautiful quilt, and we're going to post pictures of it on our social media pages
But it's fascinating.
It's amazing. I'm going to bring it with me on the airplane. It gets super cold.
You're going to need it. For some reason, in recent years, airplanes have just gotten incredibly cold.
Very cold. Very cold. But you also have another quilt you're working on. You were telling me about it with the plaid.
Yes, I'm working on Joe Biden Recession Quilt Part 2. And I'm making this one out of plaids. And it's very, very challenging to cut straight lines on plaids. And because these lines are crooked, I'm calling this quilt the Crooked Joe Biden Recession Quilt Part 2.
I love it.
Can you come back with me to Memphis?
Absolutely.
I'll need a co-host on the show. Now, how long does it? So you're a quilter. Something you've done for a number of years?
Yeah. Well, I taught school for 36 years. And then after that, I took up quilting. It could take months. It could take years to finish a quilt, depending on the style that you're making and how you're quilting it.
But to your point here, you don't really think about those things. But, not only is it impacting, Bidenomics impacting us at the grocery store, but also at the fabric shops.
Yes, sir. Everything has gone up.
What are people talking about in your world, with your friends? Are people really concerned about the economy right now?
Yes, sir. Mainly when I get together with my quilting friends, we're very concerned about the grocery prices and concerned about the gas prices. And I would give anything to go back to the Trump $1.87 gas prices. And we're also concerned about terrible people coming across the border and doing harm to us.
Now, do you have a group that you quilt with?
Yes, sir. I have about 4 or 5 groups that I quilt with.
Is that right? Now,
yes.
We had some ladies years ago that used to call in, and they were part of a quilting bee in North Carolina. And is that the right terminology?
Well, I belong to 3 guilds in Dawsonville, Dahlonega, and in Cornelia. And then I also have a bee, and we meet at the library. Anytime I get a chance to sew with women, I do that.
This is the public library?
Yes, sir, the public library.
No drag queens, right?
No drag queens.
All right, just want to make sure. All right. I have no doubt the quilting bee would take care of that lickety-split.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Wow. Right, this is fascinating. Well, Jeannie, thank you so much. What a wonderful and so beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful quilt, and
thank
we appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you. And Todd, thank you for what you're doing for us to keep us informed and keep us on the straight path. Well, that's what we need.
We don't want to be on that crooked path.
No, sir. No,
all right. Miss Jeannie, thank you so much. And we've got folks that are literally peeping into the windows here. So, folks, come on in if you're wandering by in downtown Gainesville, and you can hang out with us here on the program. Wow, we have got so much going on. Coming up in the next hour of the program, we're going to be talking to Dr. Amir Kanner from one of the top universities in this country and based right here in North Georgia, Truett McConnell University. We'll see what college kids are thinking about these days. Also, Avery Bryson hanging out with us, and I understand Grace Baker made it back to Memphis, and so we may have to have Grace come on the program as well. And
That'd be great.
You remember Grace?
How could I forget her?
You can't forget Grace. She got really upset over the whole dog situation. You know, she's a big dog lover.
What? Yeah, her dog Merlot. That was one of the first things I learned about Grace was she loves her dogs. And so I imagine she was just in a whole just upheaval.
Well, when she called the dog Merlot, I had always thought Grace was a Baptist, but apparently she's Presbyterian.
That's okay then.
A little bit of wine there. So it is what it is. Oh, and Dr. Ben Carson's going to be here.
That's exciting.
So he has a brand new book out, and of course, Dr. Carson is being mentioned as a possible vice presidential contender. We will ask Dr. Carson about that coming up, as well as Paul Shanklin. A lot of folks may not realize this, but Paul Shanklin used to write the parody bits for Rush Limbaugh's old show.
Really?
And Paul works for us now, and he's a great American patriot. And Paul says he's been bragging on the wellness company, one of our sponsors. And folks, if you haven't gone to the wellness company, twc.health/starnes, and they have all sorts of great, great information for you there, including their wellness kit. And I've told you about that in the past. But anyway, Shanklin's on vacation down in Florida.
Oh, nice.
And he says, Starnes, this is the second vacation that the wellness company has saved for us. The wife had something going on that went straight into bronchitis, and they brought the Z-Pak with them, which is kind of cool, and it knocked it right out, so they're able to have a good vacation anyway. So anyway, Paul, thank you for that, and thanks for the good word there on our friends over at the Wellness Company. He also sent me photographs of the toilets in the Wakulla Springs State Park in Florida, and I'll have to read that later. 901-260-5926. Dr. Kanner is already on set here, but you thought I was joking. Those are like latrines.
That's fantastic.
You never know what's going to happen around here. All right. Oh, pardon me, Miss Jeannie. We shouldn't have been talking about the men's room with you here on the My Apologies there. We're sort of losing control of the program, Mr. Bryson.
I mean, you're the one who's in charge, Todd. I'm just here for, you know, to have a pretty smile for all the people in the crowd to look at.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay,
I thought that's what you offered me. That's why you offered me back on the show.
Of course.
Okay,
just
good.
Smile. You're the eye candy of the Todd Starnes Show. All right. Again, folks, I want to play some audio for you, if we could, Dylan. I want to go back to Mother's Day, which, by the way, I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. Nancy Pelosi kind of had a weird Mother's Day. Cut number 7.
On Mother's Day, I begin with a family prayer. Mother, I think of you, guardian angel of our childhood. Today, children across America will take time to honor their mothers and mother figures. This day presents a chance to say thank you, to express gratitude to all mothers for serving as sterling examples of the strength in our homes, communities, and society. As we celebrate all the ways moms power the USA, we must continue advancing an agenda that unleashes the full potential of women in our economy and invests in America's working families. That's why House Democrats are committed to fighting for respect for women with bigger paychecks and lower health care costs, access to reproductive freedom for every woman, child care, equal pay, paid leave, home health care, universal pre-K, and so much more. Let us come together to work toward a Mother's Day when all women have equal opportunity. Let us pray for all mothers and always remember, when women succeed, America succeeds. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Nancy. You know, when it comes to Nancy Pelosi, I can't think of a bigger mother in America. So happy Mother's Day, Nancy Pelosi. I've got to, you know, we're going to keep Miss Jeannie around because I need to ask you a question, Miss Jeannie, as you're the official woman on the panel. So so bear with me for a moment here. So there's apparently this new thing happening among you women out there. They're calling it rage rituals. So basically, you get together and you scream. And they say this is a way to suppress emotions and reconnect with your feminine ways. Cut number 10, please. Couple of observations here. First of all, I'd be willing to say that all of those women are single. I cannot imagine a man in America that would get married to that. But Miss Jeannie, I'm curious, like in the quilting bee and the guilds, do you guys work out your frustration with the husbands? Do y'all do that?
No, we discussed the Todd Starnes show.
Oh, I love that. That's a good answer. That's how you work out your rage.
That's exactly right.
I love it.
That calms us down.
Well, there you go. Miss Jeannie, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Wow. I'm just telling you here, folks, there's something wrong in our country. And the idea that you've got these women running around, and apparently they do this in the forest, and I feel really bad for the forest animals, the little critters of the woodland. They have to be terrified to see these women running around with their magenta hair and their patchouli oil. I mean, it's got to be a bad thing that's happening in the woods. So anyway, we'll share the story on our website, the Alive Show blog. But women are apparently signing up for these rage, which, you know, something else I couldn't figure out here is women and goat yoga. So I was driving through one of the parks in Memphis, and I looked over to my side, and there were these women, and a couple of them were doing the full moons with their yoga, and they had a goat on their back. I didn't understand them. It's all very strange. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, if you're in Gainesville, drop on by the square in downtown. We'll be signing books from 3 to 5 o'clock today. Back in Memphis tomorrow, and then next week we're heading out to North Carolina for a series of book events there. So we've got a lot going on. If you can't make it to any of those, all you have to do is go to our website, toddstearns.com, and we'll be more than happy to send you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All right, stick around, folks. We've got a whole lot more coming your way. Again, our telephone number here, if you want to weigh in, 901-260-5926. We'll be getting to your calls. Dr. Amir Kanner coming up, Dr. Ben Carson. We got a whole lot more happening here in beautiful downtown Gainesville, Georgia. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, Hour 3, as we broadcast here in beautiful Gainesville, Georgia. WDUN has a brand new studio right here on the square, and it is an absolutely phenomenal thing they're doing here in the downtown area. And we have had so much fun here. Avery Bryson, one of our great alums, joining us, and Avery now working towards getting in the film industry.
Absolutely.
And doing stunt work.
Yeah.
Can you, like, throw people through plate glass windows?
Well, technically what happens is they throw themselves, and I just act like I throw them.
Oh, I see. We got Dr. Canner here. Can you give us a demonstration in the...
I'll gladly throw myself through a window while he acts like it, you know, he's looking like he's throwing me through a window.
All right. So are we still... Are you still on our insurance plan?
No.
Okay. Well, go for it.
So then go for it? Okay.
Go for it. Have at it. But all that to say, we've also had some incredible, incredible listeners coming by. Miss Janine with the quilting bee brought by this beautiful quilt with a hilarious story. And then it's been a couple of months ago, we were having a crazy conversation about Shoney's, the old Shoney's restaurants. And a guy named Al Kelly, who lives here in the area, sent us all of these great pieces of memorabilia. From Shoney's. Did you ever go to Shoney's
I
as
never
a kid?
Did, no.
They had the best breakfast buffet in all of America, and they also had the Big Boys, which were basically Big Macs with real hamburger meat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was very delicious. So anyway, Al just brought me by a Shoney's Blue Plate Special Plate.
It looks great.
It is unbelievable. Says to my favorite patriot and the world's greatest radio personality, Al, thank you. It's kind of like Christmas Day out here.
Well, for you, I'm not getting anything, but that's okay. It's your show. Yeah, your name's on the show.
To be fair,
okay.
It could have been a great gift if there had actually been food on the Shoney's plate, but, you know, I'm just kidding, Al. We love it. Thank you. Well, we are just so excited that you guys are joining us. We're having a little bit of fun out here on the road, and we'll be doing this. We're going to a number of our radio affiliates from here till Election Day, and we're going to be doing the show and signing copies of the book. And if you're in the Gainesville area, drop by. You'll be able to get a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming here in downtown. And I knew we could not come to this part of the country without bringing in our good friend and great American patriot, Dr. Amir Canner, who is the president at Truett McConnell University. Dr. Canner, good to have you.
It's good to be back, and we just celebrate our own graduation to... Two different festivals.
I'm curious, did any Palestinians disrupt graduation at Truett McConnell University?
No, they only go to the places where they've been taught Marxism, not to those that are not.
Well played. You know, it's crazy. I mean, we were talking about this earlier where poor Jerry Seinfeld got booed off the stage at Duke University, and all these, pro-Hamas people, you know, stormed out of graduation. And then at Howard University, I don't think this had to do with Palestine. I think they were just upset because they couldn't get in, and they started rioting at the graduation ceremony.
Yeah, and the verbiage is not, you know, it's not anti-Israel. It's anti-Semitic that they are doing these things. And Seinfeld just got in the crosshairs of a university that teaches such things in some of their classes, along with, as we know, some of the Ivy League schools and Howard University. So all they're doing is bringing the classroom to the protests, and the professors taught them to do so. They raised up an army. Now they're angry that the army put on their uniform.
And again, Truett McConnell is just an incredible Christian university, and obviously something like this would not happen on the campus. But I just, hypothetically speaking, let's say you had a Palestinian pro-Hamas uprising on campus, how would the administration handle something like that?
Well, and this is where you're supposed to have protest boxes and so forth. So we put on our 256 acres, they have a nice place in the woods if they need it. That'd be first. Two, I have a feeling our students would react biblically and properly and shut them down and shut them up. And then finally, what's missing in all of this is because they're appeasing these cowards. And as they're appeasing them, they're saying they have the right to protest, which they have, but they don't answer the protest question or their comment, which is what we would do as a Truett McConnell University. We have a biblical stance. We are proudly pro-Israel. Ironically, it's not only merely a biblical belief, it's the only democracy in the entire Middle East. It's the only one that treats people equally, including Arabs. And they're angry at what's going on in Gaza, which was itself elected more than 15 years ago and then stopped every right there was. And yet now we see queers for Palestine that if they ever entered Gaza Strip, they would be killed immediately, being thrown off the top of this building.
Does that make any sense to you at all to see? Because you're right. I mean, the LGBT world has just gone all in for a group of people that want to literally throw them off rooftops.
Yeah, it makes sense because their enemies are equal. What they desire is the destruction of the United States Constitution, the destruction of America itself. And you will hear this. You'll hear it in Muslim circles as well, where they'll say, yeah, we're fine with any of this, because if you can take down this great Satan, you can then build up from the bottom up a more Marxist or socialist belief system.
So this really is not just about Israel. This is about the United States, too.
Yes. When they see what's going on, they realize if United States stays powerful, is the superpower, then Israel is going to be protected. And we watch this, even with now, if you didn't see, Anthony Blinken just put out his strongest statement against Israel going into Rafah. But that's exactly what you have to do. To tell Israel not to go into Rafah is going to be the equivalent of telling us during 9/11 not to go into Cave Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden. It is the greatest absurdity, but it only has one thing in common. Biden has to win Michigan in order to be reelected, and you have a massive problem within Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Detroit, Michigan, and a few other spots.
And I posited this earlier, and the idea is that they're not concerned about losing the Jewish vote because the Jews are going to vote Democrat no matter what. I mean, I think that's kind of baked into their idea here.
But the question is, what percentage? It's usually 70%.
Yeah.
And now that may dip to 60%. And really, there's a longer question. How long, even secular Jews, will vote for such things when the more radical you get, the more they realize, wait a minute, this party is not my party. So it's not merely Lawrence Taylor of the New York Giants saying, I'm done voting Democrat. It's a whole host of them that are questioning it. And that's what we're watching, is a paradigm shift in election.
Dr. Amir Kanner is president of Truett-McConnell University. And Dr. Kanner, you have a really unique perspective here because you grew up in the Muslim faith and converted to Christianity.
Yeah, and so much of this that the people on talk radio or mainstream media want to talk about, they want to make it political, but they forget so much of this is theological. And the more literally you take the Quran and the more militantly you take the Quran, that you'll read like chapter 5, verse 51 of the Quran says, do not take a Jew or your Christian as a friend or protector, you'll become like them. And so there is a deleterious effect that that literal nature of the Quran that you will see from the likes of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and other jihadists who are now in Congress.
I mean, in some ways, and I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, the fight that we are fighting right now with the communists is really a religious battle itself. It's not a political battle. And I think Reagan and William F. Buckley Jr. identified that back in the 50s and the 60s, that this was a moral fight that we're involved in right now.
Yeah, we're watching Paul Harvey's famous words from the 1960s play true, and we're watching really on our TV screens the cultural countercultural revolution of China, where they would take out the democracy and bring in communism and socialism, try to play out within the United States.
I'm curious, when you guys get the students, they arrive on campus, many of them coming up through public schools, I have to imagine. Is there some, do you have to reprogram the minds here? How do you deal with the indoctrination that a lot of these kids have gone through?
For us, not really. And there are several reasons for it. When a student comes and tours the Truett-McConnell University, they know exactly who we are. They know our biblical stance. They know our patriotic stance. Before they ever enter the doors, it's the reason why our retention level is so high and the reason the morale on campus is so high. But you do still have to inculcate upon these students a true history instead of a revisionist history, a true patriotism instead of an apologetic shaming that's been done throughout usually middle and high school, especially in more urban areas. So there are things we have to do. We have to realize in our generation, it's not merely that they've been taught wrongly, is that there's an absence of truth that then has to fill that void in order to ensure that they realize we are in the greatest nation that's given more freedom to more people than anyone else in human history.
I want to get your take on this new polling data that came out earlier today from the New York Times. People seem to be pretty astounded here that President Trump and President Biden are basically tied among 18 to 29-year-olds and Hispanic voters. But that's shocking when you go back to 2020 and Biden won that group by more than 60%. Trump also gets more than 20% of black voters. That would be the highest level of black support from any Republican candidate since the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Are you surprised by this data?
Not really, because the Republican Party is waning towards moderatism under Mitt Romney and others. And they were getting 4% of the black vote. And they were told the broader you get the tent, the more likely you are to get more of the vote. And it wasn't true. What we have now found with Trump and Trumpism is the more populist you get, the more you move towards to the people, the more likely you are to get the votes, not merely of minority communities, but of the young guns who are far more libertarian. And watch out, if you think the Gen Zers are moving more conservative, millennials, that's true. But the Gen Aers, those born after 2012, who won't vote in this election, but maybe next election, they're the most conservative we'll have in three generations.
You know, they're saying, and I have to be honest, I never thought the frat boys of America would be our saviors here, you know, but they're out there. But it's more than just fraternity guys. It's these young men, and specifically young white men, who have been put upon.
They've been castigated.
They have. And we're talking about kids that are, what, 18, 19 years old.
Well, and here's a perfect picture of it. So all these officers go into public universities, whether in Georgia or others, and they're diversity, equity, and inclusion. Equity means socialism. Yet it doesn't mean fair socialism, even that. If you see what is the least represented group coming to colleges and universities today, it's white men. Only 33% of white men go to universities. Only 37% of black men go to universities. Why? Because they're not welcome. They're told they're misogynists, or they're told they're white supremacists. So they're not going. They're going to trade schools. They're going to other areas, arenas. But they're not going to go to the university, which means they're not going to be indoctrinated by the socialists in the university.
Can you stick around for another segment? All right, we've got Dr. Amir Kaner with us. Also, Avery Bryson here in Gainesville, Georgia, the studios of WDUN. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be taking your calls as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. We are having so much fun, and folks are sort of coming in and sitting in for a couple of sessions and going about their day. By the way, our big book signing here in Gainesville, 3 to 5 o'clock this afternoon, so we'd love for you to drop by the downtown studios. We have a caller, a regular caller, who goes by the name St. Francis, and St. Francis just literally walked into the building, and believe it or not, folks, he's got a halo. Now, Dr. Kaner, you're a theologian as well, so you can speak to whether or not the angels walk amongst us.
Whether it's cherubim or seraphim or that he's representing as of today?
Well, fortunately, he's wearing pants, so that's good. So
it is true, angels are masculine, so it can be him.
Heck yeah. Yes, rock on. All right, welcome back, everybody. Before we jump back into our conversation, we do have some folks on the phone line. Let's say hello to Kay, who is calling in from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Kay. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Todd, and I'm so glad to get a chance to talk to you. I'm the one that came when you had the biscuit book signing, and I'm the one who's blind, and you hugged me, and they took a picture with us together.
I remember that, Kay. That was a great, great day.
Yes, it was. And I also wanted to tell you that, well, I won't be able to come to the signing today. That was the main thing. But I've had trouble with the mail, and I'm not the only one. Our subdivision, I had trouble back in January, and we still are.
Well, this seems like it is a major issue. A lot of folks, we had a lady call in early on in the show to talk about the mail issues. I got a text message from Wyatt Cox, who runs the Nevada Talk Network, and Wyatt says they're having similar issues out there. Wyatt says the Postal Service wants to move the mail processing out of Reno and move it to Sacramento. So a lot of people out there concerned as well. So I can promise you this, Kay, we're going to be on this story, and I wish we could see you, but you know what? We'll be back in town one of these days. But thank you so much for listening to WDUN. We greatly appreciate that. You know, Dr. Kaner, I want to get back to our conversation and bring in Avery, too. Avery, looking for a job. How old are you, Avery?
I am currently 23 years old.
23 years old and looking for work. And I'm curious, from the college graduates, what are you hearing from your most recent grads and, say, last year's grads?
The heartbreak is just look at the housing. While they can get jobs, the American dream inevitably right now is dead, because it used to cost about four times as much as your salary in order to get a home. Now it's 10 to 12 times as much. So the greatest thing I hear from the graduates is, yeah, I can get a job, but where am I living? And what am I investing in? Or am I just paying for someone else to build something, and I'm simply a caveat in this dream?
Avery, what's it like with, you know, you're talking to your friend group. Are they mm-hmm. having, are they struggling?
Oh, yeah. And I myself am struggling, you know, because it's just, it's hard to find anything that's somewhat affordable. Like I, two of my friends that just found an apartment about almost, you know, 6 months ago, they got a killer deal. And unfortunately, a killer deal right now is for a 3-bedroom apartment is $1,500 a month. So
wow.
it's, And that was the cheapest that they'd found, at least in the Hall County area. So it's rent is just absolutely insane right now.
And that's intentional. That's the border. So the more you flood the border, even now they're finally admitting it, there's no place to put people. And so
exactly.
you get caught. The charge you have for your apartment per month is directly related to the open border that's pouring in 3 million people a year.
Yeah, because I just get shocked like daily at how many people are just being let in. I saw a clip on some news outlet about a month ago or something like that, where there was a guy who was not even smuggling people across the border, just literally just driving them to the border, letting them walk across. He had a mask on, like, to cover his identity and hide his face, and he was able to look directly at the cameras that were, you know, recording all this and just shrug and then leave.
Yeah.
And so it's unfortunately that means it's become a business now of getting yeah. people to the border.
And I think that's why the Hispanic vote is increasing towards Trump.
Yeah.
It's pricing them completely out of the market.
Yes, because
and devastating the economy.
Oh, yes, because I work with currently the job that I have right now, I work with several Hispanic men
yeah.
and they are hard work and such a hardworking group of people, and I absolutely adore them.
Mm-hmm.
And so yes, they're the one those people who are coming over working hard, they're the ones who are suffering, oddly enough, from more people coming over the border as well. It's absolutely insane.
All right, guys, hold it there. We've got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We are broadcasting from WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. Got a big crowd of folks here, and the book signing starts 3 o'clock Eastern. Come on down. Hang out with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We are broadcasting from Gainesville, Georgia today at the studios of WDUN right here on the beautiful square. My hat is off, Dr. Kanner. By the way, Dr. Amir Kanner is with us, the president of Truett-McConnell University. Avery Bryson, one of our great alums, is joining us, and we've got another very special guest coming up in just a moment. But the work that Doug Ivester has done to completely transform this beautiful – I mean, the square was already beautiful, but this is just jaw-dropping, the transformation here, the renaissance.
It really is the renaissance of the chicken town, right? This is what made us popular was poultry. But if you come to downtown Gainesville now with all the incredible restaurants, with the feel, with the walk and everything, Gainesville is enlivened in a renaissance that I have never seen before.
And what I love about, you know, again, the renaissance is the fact that the radio station relocated to the downtown square right in the heart of just what's happening here. And it just, again, goes to show you that talk radio is at the center of the community. And I think it really sends a great message.
It sends a message of the freedom of speech. Talk radio, while all the other media outlets seem to be going towards a different slant that sound the same over and over again, talk radio is the one piece that give people voice and that give conservatives voice.
And I would say locally owned talk radio especially. Soros isn't going to be knocking on the door at WDUN, so they'll tell him to take a fly and flip.
That's Budapest, Hungary there.
Well, there you go. Well said. Well, one of our regular callers on the program is a gentleman by the name of St. Francis. And St. Francis just came in, and Dr. Kanner, he has a halo over his head. I'm not sure what to make of this, but St. Francis, what an honor to have you officially on the program.
Well, what an honor to be here, Todd. This is great.
And I understand that this is pretty remarkable because you are celebrating a big birthday today.
Absolutely. I was born on Mother's Day, 1934. Now, you figure that up.
That's,
you're supposed to have a bright brain. Well,
hold
there.
On, I've got I'm doing my Jethro Bodine, Beverly Hillbillies math here, and the knot and carry. So that's 90 years old.
90 years old, and still vertical.
I think we should give him a round of applause here, everybody. So well done. I told you we've got a big. They're all out here to see you.
Really. Hi, guys.
I hope one of them actually takes you out for lunch or something.
Well, we'll see about that. I'd love to treat them, but I didn't bring my wallet.
Oh, well, good. You don't need to bring your wallet. You're 90 years young, so I'm sure somebody will treat you here. So,
well, we'll see about that. I love you all.
You know, St. Francis, we talk a lot about radio, and we love taking calls from listeners on the program. You never know how these things are going to go. What does radio mean to you? Why do you listen to talk radio?
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I grew up in the days of radio, and my mother was very political, and we used to listen to all the conventions. So we had listened hour after hour to all the national conventions, and I got hooked on politics and the radio.
Is that right?
And then I heard Rush Limbaugh, and that was it.
And we
so
went to the races.
I followed him ever since his first show. I was in Albuquerque or that area of the world, and I picked him up, and I said, who is this crazy man? And it didn't take long before I became a very staunch advocate of Rush Limbaugh, and he loved radio.
You know, he really did love radio, and, you know, what he did really transforming, you know, AM radio when it was waning.
He saved it.
I think he did. I think he did. And we respect that, you know, on our national show. You know, I grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh and grew up listening to the little transistor radio that my grandfather gave me as a child. And I remember, Avery, you have no idea what we're talking about right now.
Now, see, I've heard of AM radio. I've listened to AM radio. I still think I prefer sometimes AM radio because of the sound of the nostalgia, kind of. It's got a different tone because of the different frequencies.
Nostalgia. I think that's a fancy word for old. Is that?
it's classic radio. It's people talking like we're all doing right now. It's just people having a conversation about what's going on in the world. And again, it does have a sound that I just find just very pleasing.
But back in the day, you could and if you had a transistor radio late at night, you could pick up stations, and my dad got transferred when I was a kid to New Orleans, and we would pick up stations like WLW out of, you know, Cincinnati, and, you know, a New York City station, or Larry King. You know, Larry King used to do a radio show based out of Miami, Florida back in the day, and it was just fascinating. Dr. Kent, did you ever do that as a kid?
We did. I remember my AM radio. This was before you had in the FM, and that was our fascination, was at midnight, for me, I grew up in Ohio, you pick up New York from there, or you could pick up Detroit, or you could pick wherever it was. Chicago was another huge station, and just listen. And it was actually more entertaining to me than the sort of the television networks, what they were playing anyways.
Mm. So St. Francis, you know, we talk a lot about, as a matter of fact, before we get to that, another important thing here is that AM radio is central to the nation's emergency broadcast network. So without AM radio, we would all be in a world of hurt because of the way that system has been set up. And so we certainly want to thank all of our great lawmakers around the country that are standing up for and defending AM radio. You brought your granddaughter along today.
I did.
And I love the hat. She's wearing a hat that says, "He Still Does Miracles." Are you talking about your grandpa, or are you talking about God? It's okay. There we go. Okay. I was just, you know, with the halo, it's all very confusing. But how important is it for moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas to pass down that heritage and teach kids about America and why America is so great?
Well, I've done my best. It's taken with some, and others, they've kind of drifted off. But I keep trying. So basically, I think I've reared a pretty conservative group of kids.
You're a great American patriot, St. Francis.
Well, I love you, Todd.
Well, God bless you. You know, we're going to take a break. We will go back to the phone lines here. We're going to be posting a lot of pictures of our visit here on our social media platforms, so be sure to check those out. Now is your chance to call in, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, live from Gainesville, Georgia, and we're having a heck of a great time here. Don't tell the fire marshal, but we got a lot of people stuffed into this studio and more people on the way. Wow, we're having a great time. 3 o'clock, folks, we're going to be doing the big book signing here at the WDON Studios. We'd love to see you downtown. It's going to be an absolute blast. It's already been a lot of fun today. And I want to thank, we've got our great sponsor, and I've got to thank these incredible people. They sponsor our show locally, and we couldn't do it without them. First, Extreme Clean Auto Spa. They are veteran-owned and operated. And also, Select Pest Control. Mark and Susan Turner, the great owners of that business, thank you so much for supporting local talk radio here at WDUN. Now, here with me, Dr. Amir Kanner, president of Truett-McConnell University. Y'all give it up for Dr. Kanner. And we also have Avery Bryson, who's an alumni, a graduate of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So welcome, Avery. And, you know, Dr. Kanner, we talk a lot about the chaos in this country. But mm-hmm. when you actually drop by towns like Gainesville and Hall County, and when you go to some of the suburban communities, I think you find that there are so many like-minded Americans in this country.
Yeah, and you just are reminded never to give up on the next generation. Do exactly what St. Francis has done. Just pour into the next generation. Be patient with them, because two things will change them to be conservatives. One is knowledge, if you just pour truth in them, and the other is experience. If you start to have inflation, that's Joe Biden's inflation. If you start to see houses going out of control, only government causes inflation. Experience will cause them to be conservative more than anything else.
I hate that anybody has to suffer in the country, but when you see these liberals complaining that they can't afford their avocado toast or their liquefied lawn clippings they drink these days, it sort of does me well, right? You know, because they're feeling the pain now that all the rest of us are feeling.
Yeah, as long as the price doesn't go up on buffets, because it's quantity over quality in my home.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, fair enough there. And Avery, I think another interesting component to all of this is the faith story.
Absolutely.
Here. And I know that's been an important thing in your life. You went to Liberty University.
Yes, sir.
How important is that faith community now that you're out of school?
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't be sitting here today, Todd. I don't know where I would be, but it would not be in this room, that's for sure. It has been the most important thing getting out of college, is knowing that, because as I was telling you yesterday when we were coming back from Atlanta, like I was so used to when I was in school, like I always something had to look forward to the next year. Like for middle school, it was like, okay, I'm going into marching band, high school. Once I'm done with high school, I'm going to college. And when I was in college, I had my big senior thesis film that I was working on. And then once I graduated, literally as I walked across the stage, my mind clicked and I was like, oh, shoot, what's the next thing I've got to do? It's nothing right now. And so, I'm very much a person who likes to have stuff planned out, because I have something to look forward to. I've always something, you know, that's consistent for me. But since in this season of life that I'm in right now, I don't have that necessarily. Every day is different. Like when I got the call that you were coming into town, I was like, great, I've got something to do that week when Todd's coming into town. But the one thing that has helped me the most is the faithfulness of my God that I serve and that I surrendered my life to, is that he loves me so much. And honestly, I remember there was a time after I was graduating and I was like, I was honestly asking the Lord, God, just let me go. Just leave me be. I'm so in so much pain right now. Just leave me be. And I remember he told me, it was almost like an audible voice. He told me, I'm not going to leave you. I love you that much. I'm not going to leave you. And I was so thankful for that. And so I'm here for that. And that's what's kept me going.
And I think that's what kind of keeps all of us going, Dr. Kanner, is that, you know, we have to get back to the faith traditions of this country, of our founding fathers, those values that made us the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Yeah, I think there's a salient point we have to remember, is the more secular America gets running away from the churches, the more socialist or Marxist we'll go. the more we see revival in the churches, the more we see a Judeo-Christian worldview, we will not only keep our view of the Constitution, but we'll keep capitalism and all of the consequences therein.
When you look at what's happening in places like New Jersey over the weekend, there were so many young people in that crowd. Are you seeing that maybe the younger generation, Gen Z, is skewing more conservative than maybe the millennials?
Each year is getting more conservative than the previous year. That's what's happening. And the liberals that are trying to indoctrinate them within secular universities, they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to handle it, so they're canceling them. And the more they cancel them, the louder they get, or more the silent majority is going to become bold. So while you're seeing all these little centers of cancellation going on, you're also going to recognize they're more than going to rise up and be counted either as conservatives or even libertarians.
This is a fascinating conversation. And folks, if you'd like to jump in, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, Dr. Cantor, I couldn't help but laugh. I was checking out a lot of the coverage of the New Jersey rally, and nobody could dispute the size of the crowd. I mean, that was a massive crowd. And so they decided, okay, we can't go after the size of the crowd. We're not going to dispute that. But they were just mean. They were mean, and they were nasty, and they were using bad language. And I'm sitting here going, okay, you're describing just about everybody in New Jersey right now. You're right. This is like that's what they're known for, right? The whole like, you know, brusqueness.
Well, and I've always told my students, I would rather have a rude person who tells me the truth than a polite liar.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't like, is the politicians have learned how to be polite liars, to tell you a lie with a smile on their face, looking good on camera, while the Trump movement, it may be rude, but it takes a stand for all of us and who we are.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's because, you know, again, like with this weird season of life I'm in, I've had to have a lot of people come up to me and give me the hard truths and show that kind of love to me. And it's hurt, and, you know, sometimes I wish some people would be a little bit nicer when telling me the truth, but I would much rather have the truth any other day of the week.
I want to ask about, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I don't think coached you on this one, but this whole thing about Christian nationalism. I woke up one day and all of a sudden a lot of these woke evangelicals, as I call them, are saying there's a problem with the fact that there's a flag in the sanctuary and that, you know, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, I remember when Reagan's revolution was happening and they were picking on the religious right, and we always pointed out, I don't want to be part of the irreligious left. Well, now it's the same thing. Which one do you want to be, Christian nationalist or global secularist, global atheist? That's what's happening, is they don't like the fact that we know that nationalism means we have our own sovereignty. We should have our own borders. We should be proud of who we are. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. The danger is globalism. When you lose your sovereignty, you lose your vote, you lose your power to someone who sits in Brussels or someone who's at the United Nations in New York City.
You know what concerns me? I look across the country, and especially during all these protests that were happening, and I didn't see angry college kids. I saw sleeper cells. And that concerns me. We don't know what's been coming across that southern border. Most of them are all military-aged young men. And Dr. Cantor, it concerns me that these people are spread out in just about every city in America. And when you go back to October 7th, the terrorists, they didn't attack Tehran or Jerusalem. They attacked small towns and communities. And that's where I'm concerned this next attack might happen.
Well, if you look, you're wondering, from October 7th, they're still American hostages.
Yes.
Just like when Biden would get out of transgendered folk from Russia, but leave the military behind in Russia, he's doing the same thing here. There's no appeasement to someone who's holding American hostages. You have to win this war. There's no proportionalism. It's the argument that victory must be won. We didn't apologize World War II with what we did, and we did it rightly. We're not going to apologize here, but that's the weakness of what is Joe Biden today.
Mm. All right. Well, Dr. Cantor, we appreciate you hanging around with us for the full hour. We figured you came down from the mountains, so you needed to hang around for a little while.
Well, it's beautiful where I am, and it's beautiful right here.
Oh, it's great. It really is. Dr. Cantor, thank you. All right, Avery, I'm hitching a ride with you back to the airport.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. And so I know, for those of you who may have missed earlier, Avery is also studying to be a stuntman.
Yes.
So, all right, so are we going to be able to do some stunt stuff, like on the roads?
I mean, if you're up for it. If you're
I-80,
for it,
yes, all right.
Just don't eat anything tomorrow
for breakfast.
All right,
so be listening to the WDUN traffic reports, and so you might hear us, so you never know.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Well, Avery, again, it's great to have you back on
the team.
Back, so, and you even wore the old
I did,
the Todd Stern Street Team shirt.
Mm-hmm. I kept it, and I kept it for a special occasion, and I figured out I might as well wear it today.
Well, I also want to thank the Jacobs family for providing me with the delicious Baptist martini, the Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. So thank you guys so much for that. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you guys so much, all of our great listeners. But especially today, we want to salute all of our friends here in North Georgia, WDUN. You guys have been with us from day one. You and WLOB share top honors of becoming the first two Todd Stern Show affiliates. And so you guys have a very special place in my heart. And thank you for supporting local talk radio. Wherever you are, whether it's KYKN in Salem, Oregon, or WLOB in Portland, Maine, and all the radio stations in between, we just want to say thank you. All right, that's going to wrap it up here, folks. If you're in Gainesville, get in your car and get on over here to downtown here in the square. It's the Gainesville Renaissance, and you'll see us. We're the ones making all the noise out there and having a lot of fun in the process. All right, folks. Well, thank you all so much for being a part of our great live show audience here in Gainesville. Folks, get out there. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be back in Memphis on Wednesday. We'll have a great fill-in host tomorrow. You be good, America.